Welcome to Santa Cruz Naturalist. I'm Kelly Voss. We may as well call my October episode Santa Cruz Super Naturalist, because today, friend of the show and bat expert Kyle Reed is back to have a chat about the other spooky animals that we may or may not be able to find in the Santa Cruz area. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Kelly. Thanks again for having me back, and I'm thrilled to be here for the spooky episode.
I mean, it was your idea. So, neither of us is local, but we both know that there are legends of cryptids, which are creatures from folklore, all around Santa Cruz. Why do you think there are so many?
If I had to hazard a guess, you know, and I'm really stretching here, you know, Santa Cruz does have some folks with big imaginations who tend to spend a lot of time outside. So if there were any ghouls or ghosts to be found in the Santa Cruz area, I'm pretty sure our people are the kind who are going to find them.
Seriously, there are so many ghost stories about Highway 17, and we actually have a Bigfoot museum in Felton that's dedicated to the Pacific Coast subspecies, maybe, I guess, of Bigfoot.
Subspecies.
Yeah, you spend a lot of time in forests, Kyle. Why do you think that Bigfoot specifically is such an iconic cryptid?
Yeah, I grew up fearing the Great Lakes Bigfoot, so I was glad to have, you know, the subspecies here in California to come home to. But, I mean, just think about it. If you're out there in the woods and you see anybody, it's immediately Bigfoot, and no one's going to argue with you.
There has to be some evidence, right? Like,
oh, anything I find. Hair? Any hair I find, it's got to be Bigfoot.
Got to be Bigfoot.
I didn't see any other animals today. I saw a person, and that person was Bigfoot, and that's why there's hair here right now. any prints in the ground, even if they look like a tire, it's got to be Bigfoot. Never heard of a mountain lion in my life.
No, not in our department. I mean, we all love Bigfoot. But maybe we might fight over the subspecies of Bigfoot that we like. But do you have a favorite cryptid?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Pokemon are my thing, so any excuse to talk about monsters. I've got three, and I want you and your listeners to have to guess, okay? Are you ready?
Okay.
The first one, it's a large lizard, and it has quills on its back like a porcupine. But when it eats like a specific species of bat. Can you guess?
Well, I see why you like it, because it feeds like a bat. I'm going to guess chupacabra.
Yes. Okay. The first one's easy. You know I love vampires. It was going to be the chupacabra. The second one, though, is a local Santa Cruz legend. It had the legs of an elephant, the head of a duck, and debatably the tail of a whale. Any idea on this one?
Ooh, I do know this one because I did some research for this episode, and that seems to be the Moores Beach monster.
You got it.
Yes. I've seen the photos of it, and to me, as a marine biologist, it looked like a really beat-up beaked whale. I mean, I guess I wasn't there, so who knows?
It's Halloween. If at any point we can believe that it wasn't a beaked whale.
Just for the month of October,
this
it wasn't
time.
A beaked whale.
Just for October, let us have this.
Okay, what's the last one then?
Okay, so this last one, I'm pretty sure it's going to get you and everybody else.
Okay.
Lives in a lake, has a body like a dinosaur, and it has a really long neck like a giraffe.
Okay, that's obviously the Loch Ness Monster. It's Nessie.
No. See, I got you. I got you there. It's not Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster. It's Tessie, the Lake Tahoe version of the Loch Ness Monster.
That's not fair.
Okay, fine. I had three. What's your favorite cryptid?
Well, you couldn't guess? It's obviously the Kraken, because I study octopuses. I'm very original.
I see how you got in the field. You're going to be the octopus boss. All right. Well, I promise next year I'll play fair.
This has been Santa Cruz Supernaturalist. I'd like to thank my guest, Kyle Reed, for approaching me with this very seasonally appropriate episode topic. On behalf of my co-hosts, keep on wearing your masks and vote for science all the way down the ballot. Thank you all for listening.